For those who didn't see,
we threw a water bottle. So, you want to start the intro or whatever?
Oh, it's already recording.
I know, but you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What the fuck is up, guys?
Welcome back to the
No
Name
Podcast.
And yeah, so we're back at it again. Episode number 9.
Man, one more and we're in double digits, boy.
Hell yeah. I'm debating. Should we end season 1 at 10? Or you said 15, right?
I think 10's fine.
10?
Yeah.
I think it should be more than 10. I don't know. Because then, well, I don't know. Like, Netflix is all weird and stuff like that. All right, salut. We're drinking some non-alcoholic beers.
Heineken 00.
Smell it first. It has an approval or not? That is not bad. They probably heard my...
Bro, like, it tastes like beer.
It does, yeah.
And, like, you know, like, normal beer's got, like, I don't know, it's got like, kind of like a taste at the end. Like a sour, not sour, but like,
yeah,
just a little different taste at the end, and this one doesn't.
It doesn't.
So, like, I like it.
Yeah, beers with me, dude, beers are like,
I don't really drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think.
It's not bad.
This is good.
Like, I don't know what I taste necessarily, but it's not bad. They even have foam and everything. So, for you guys, what's it called? Listening, we have the Heineken 0.0 alcoholic-free beverage. And needless to say, this is honestly pretty dope. I fuck with it. I like it. Not bro, bad. And,
like, we can drink as many as we fucking want.
Yeah.
And we won't get fucked up.
We'll probably just get a bloated-ass stomach, but that's about it.
Yeah. Beer belly as fuck, but
a beer belly, yeah. You think you still gain all the weight, or you think the alcohol is the one that's making you gain the weight when you
drink? Well, it says it's got 69 calories.
69?
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know if it's like for the whole pack.
I love it already.
Or just the beer.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it might be a little bit of both. Wait.
It says, 69 per. Beer,
69 per beer. I think they're playing a joke on us, man.
How much calories does like regular beer have?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
Hey Siri, how much calories does a regular beer have?
There are about 151 dietary calories in 12 fluid ounces of beer.
So like 150.
So this is like half almost.
Yeah, pretty much half.
Damn.
Yeah, because what is it, 150?
Yeah, so like, let's say it's 70. Mm-hmm. Like less than half.
Yeah, it's less than half, but easier terms, it's half of the calories that you get. You're just drinking the whatever they put in it, their barley, their hops, and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro.
But what beers do you like out of just all the beers? Well, like, which ones have you tried? Which ones you hate? Which ones you like?
So, I'm from a Mexican family, you know? Mm-hmm. We all know that. So, every good Mexican parent drinks fucking Coronas or, you know, like, Mexican beer. Like, Dos Equis? Is that Mexican?
Dos Equis? It is Mexican.
And,
watch people DM me. No, it's not. You retard.
Fuck shit. What else? Modelos and stuff.
Modelos Mexican,
but, like,
yeah.
My dad pretty much, he drinks all Coronas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was the first beer I tried.
Modelo?
No, Corona.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like the...
Yeah.
That's did like you the like starter it? Pack, huh?
Did you like it?
At first, I didn't like it. Like beer or Corona?
Just beer.
Beer? No, at first, I was like, ugh, that's like... It has a weird taste. Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It tasted like soapy water / dirt.
How old were you?
How old was I?
Yeah.
Old enough? No, I was... I don't know, dude. Probably the first time I drank alcohol or just beer?
Just like a sip, you know, like...
Oh, a sip. I don't know. I want to say maybe... I don't want to say 12. Like 13, 14, around there.
For real?
Yeah, you?
Shit.
9. Well, you're talking about sip?
Yeah, like the first try, like ever, like...
Shit, it could have been 6. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I think I was like 5 or 6. I was with my dad and then with my like cousins and mm-hmm. and uncles.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, give him some. Yeah. And then my dad gave me some. And I didn't like it. I knew what it was. But because he gave me the thing.
Did you know it's only for adults or no?
I mean, yeah, I knew what it was. I mean, it's beer. Like, I've seen my grandpa, like, drinking it and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I just fucking, I tried it and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then from then, I don't think I, bro, I think the first time I started drinking alcohol, like big time. Yeah. Well, not big time, but big like just drinking.
There's levels.
it was on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh. What year?
Fuck. I want to say like 3 years ago. I think it was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Because.
So like 2016?
Probably.
Yeah.
I was working at Kroger.
Uh-huh.
And then. That was my first New Year's Eve. Well, New Year's that I didn't spend with my family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, I was working at Kroger.
Yeah.
And then I met up with Edgar. Or mm-hmm. he picked me up.
Yeah.
And then we went out. And then it was Kiara, Edgar, this girl named Udallis. Some shit like that.
Udallis sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Did she go to your school or my school?
She worked at Kroger. I don't know what school she went to.
Yeah, I probably didn't meet her then.
It was her.
Uh-huh.
I think Adam. Do you remember Adam?
Adam? Who was Adam?
He used to work at Kroger, too.
Well, fuck.
He looked white, kind of.
What do you do?
He was tall.
Uh-huh.
And,
was he the manager?
Nah.
No? Okay.
He was like a bagger or some shit.
Okay.
So he worked there for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I probably didn't meet him then. But, like, I've heard of his name, like, tons of times.
What was that one guy's name?
Which one?
Armani.
Oh, yeah, Armani. Yeah, the.
Well, in the car, I think it was only Udallis, Kiara,
mm-hmm.
Edgar, me.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that was it. It was, I was shotgun, and then the three people were in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember we invited Udallis, so we went to pick her up from her house, so she had to sneak out. And then we met up Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
And then we gave him a ride home.
Okay.
And then, like, we had to still go to Edgar's house, but, like, on the way, there was, like, traffic and shit. So, like, once we, can you please put your phone down?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. Yeah, you gave Patrick a ride home. But I can
hear your thing.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. No, I put... okay, real quick. Not to interrupt you. But starting off sober October while recording the podcast, and it's a photo of the mic and then the beer and the laptop. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, fucking... we gave him a ride home, and then we're on Eldridge mm-hmm. and Little York. Uh-huh. And then we started counting down for New Year's.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're driving on Eldridge and what's Little York?
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, yeah, right there?
And then fucking... like, so we spent New Year's mm-hmm. in the car.
Okay. Oh, word. You saw all the fireworks and shit?
Bro, there was no fireworks. Was like, we're just there. Well, I guess there were, but like...
not like in the... like the... like near...
it was like a... it was a nice experience. Like,
uh-huh. Were you drunk?
I wasn't drunk yet, but then when we went to Edgar's house,
mm-hmm.
we had some rock bottles. We had just regular beer and shit. And then we were partying at like his house, his garage and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I was playing with, I think, Adam.
Okay.
We're playing so he and when the fuck this one girl that was there at the party.
Adam?
Yeah. And then when we were Adam. Waiting at the while we were waiting at the garage, I was playing, I think with Armani. We were playing like a quarter. With a quarter we were just flipping it and whoever like lost had to like take a shot.
Yeah.
So bro, I kept losing. And I hadn't drank. That was like the first time I drank. I was drinking Ciroc, but like back then I could just chug it. I was like
for real?
Yeah, like I didn't feel shit.
Now you don't like it though?
No, I don't like it. And then
okay.
And then bro, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
I was fucked up, dog.
Do you know how much shots, more or less?
Shit. Like a good 8, 9.
8, 9. Yeah, well, if it's your first time.
Yeah, it was my first time.
That fucking slaps you.
And then I don't even remember how I got home.
Yeah.
I think what the fuck happened? Oh, okay, so I was driving with...
oh, okay. I thought you mean you driving.
Remember Eric from Meat Department?
I think so.
That was short, kind of big.
Think so.
All right, so he did Uber.
Okay.
So we called him.
Mm-hmm.
He went to pick us up.
Yeah, he Ubered you guys?
Yeah, he went to pick us... Edgar lives far. I don't know if you ever went to his house, but he lives far.
Yeah, I remember.
So he went to pick us up, and then it was Udallis. Or either Udallis drove me.
Mm-hmm.
Or he picked me up. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was Udallis. I remember driving with her.
Yeah.
Well, she was driving. Yeah. Because she didn't drink.
Uh-huh.
But I also remember Eric, bro. I don't know. I don't remember. But when I came here to my house, bro, I couldn't fucking walk up the stairs.
Oh, for real?
Bro, I was were so fucked asleep? Up. Nah, they were asleep, but okay. like I took my time to go upstairs. Then I would have fell. And then my mom would have beat my ass, bro.
Would she?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I wasn't even 21 yet. I was like 18 or 19.
Hey, man. Fucking. What's it called? Have you ever got, you ever like came here drunk as shit or no?
I think besides I was like, that? Well, I know after that, I started drinking more with Edgar and them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
when like we would go to Galveston and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd get fucked up.
Yeah, that was funny. Fucking yeah. Galveston and shit. What's it called? We'll literally drive an hour
to the just to get beach. Fucked up.
The ugliest beach. But the only beach we have here in Houston, you know what I mean? And we'll get a fucking room. And none of us were old enough to get a fucking room.
So, Oscar?
Yeah, well, what do you think of Oscar?
Bro, but, like, it was lit because, like, mm-hmm. there was only, like, what, 4 people allowed in the room?
Yeah.
But we could sneak in through the bottom.
Oh, yeah, the bottom shit. We had, like, a fucking 12, yeah. 18. It was lit. And then, and what's it called? You know how
I... You can see it.
Who was it?
My mom.
Oh, yeah? Give her a beer.
All right, for real, I'm gonna go give her one.
All right. We'll just pause real quick. No, okay.
Ay, papá. No tiene cerveza. No tiene alcohol.
Pregúntale si le gusta. 0.0.
Sí, sí, igual, pero no tiene.
What's up, Stephanie?
Dime si sabe, de verdad.
Taste test. Stephanie. Oh, Fernanda. I am so sorry. Pero sí, 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 sí puedes dar cuenta que no trae sí alcohol o no. Uh-huh. ¿Sí?
Ahorita la ve.
Oh. Oh, okay. Salud. Salud. Gracias. But what's it called? Yeah.
That was my mom.
she that's crazy. She knows like how it.
I mean, she's Mexican, bro.
Yeah, man. Wayne, I'm not at that level yet, bro.
Yeah.
Like liquor for sure, but like beer and like if
bro,
you were
liquor, good, I don't know.
I feel like if you gave me this, like in a different bottle or just in a glass and I drink it, I'm like, yeah, it has alcohol.
You think you would've like your mind would've made you think you were getting fucked up?
The placebo effect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit works wonders, dog. Shit works wonders. What's it called? But yeah, we'll literally just go to Galveston for like, I don't know, like that night, and then none of us were old enough to get a room. So I'd always have to talk to them, be like, you got a cash special.
Bro, and then nobody wanted to put their credit card.
Oh, yeah.
It was always a fight.
Yeah, it was always an argument. Bro, I put my shit 3 fucking times in there. I was like, fuck that. I was like, I'm not putting my shit no more. And yeah, but it was funny. And fucking one time I met, remember he broke the bed?
Bro, oh my God, his fat ass.
That shit was fucking hilarious. He jumped on it. He jumped on the corner of it. And that bitch went... Ew, not Bob, but you know, you hear the woods.
Yeah. And then, fucking, remember, were you there?
When?
Right, we didn't want to pay for another night, so we just, like, stayed in our cars, right?
Yeah, bro. Bro, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Shit, bro. Ahmed didn't sleep for shit. I did.
I slept.
Well, he just drove me around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he couldn't sleep. So he just drove me around with the AC. So I was knocked the fuck out, dog.
Yeah, hey, that's even better for
you. I was knocked out. A man couldn't fucking fall asleep. Yeah. I was tired as fuck.
Nah, man, I'm used to them harsh conditions, dog.
Bro, like, wait.
Nah, I said I'm used to the harsh conditions. Whenever I'd be working and shit, motherfucker, it'll be middle of the summer, blazing heat. When you tired, dog. You just sleep. I just fucking put my head on the seat. Knock out. I'll wake up, bro. I'll be fucking, like, sweating my face. It's not the prettiest thing.
Bro, Galveston has, like, some fun stories for us, you know? Like, we did, like, some, like, not fucked up shit, but, like, some pretty, like, wild stuff for our age. Like, when we were there.
What fucked up shit did we do?
Shit, bro, like, okay. So, first of all, remember when we went, like, fishing? And then, like, we didn't catch shit?
Oh, okay.
And then Patrick got the truck stuck.
Oh yeah.
And then the guy that was fishing there was like, hey, you want some of our fish? And then we took pictures of it, like if we caught them.
Yeah, man. Hey, but it's all good. Everybody does it on the gram,
bro. And then I know I'm not saying shit, I'm just saying like it was funny.
No, that shit was hilarious. What's it called? We went and we had two trucks. It was my truck and then Joey was there, right?
Yeah, but he didn't want to. Yeah,
he ended up leaving, right? Like, I think so. Some shit. He ended up leaving that later in the night or whatever. So we're there. It's
That was the night we slept in the car. No,
was it? Nah,
because I remember being all sandy and shit. And we didn't have like a fucking room to go.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It was because we were arguing. We already had a night, right?
Yeah.
And none of us went. I don't know how much it would have been each, like $45. Low key, it's because, you know, what's it called? Especially, we'd have to pay a lot because we're not old enough or whatever. Mm-hmm. And shit like that. We'd have to pay that shit cash. And all. It was just, we just argue over whose name, this, that. Yeah. You know, because we were reckless and shit or whatever. And then, what's it called? We were there and then. I go get more ice because the guy just gives us the fish, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, we're gonna need ice because these fish are gonna go bad. So I go with Joey, Garrett, and then I think just us three. And then you guys, you were there, right?
Whenever I stayed there.
Yeah, you stayed, and then I gave Carlos was there too with y'all, right? Yeah, I think he was there with y'all.
He's the one that told Patrick to move the truck.
Yeah, he was there with y'all. I gave him my keys. And I was like, here's my keys. I was like, if y'all need to get in, because I knew there was mosquitoes, just get in. And then he was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, I think I told him, I was like, just you. You know, like, that's why I just gave him my keys, you know what I mean? And then, what's it called? So we go over there, we're buying the ice, and then we're not even there yet. He's like, bro. He's like, hurry up, man, these mosquitoes are getting us. And I'm like, hold up, man, we're getting the ice right now. Like, I was like, just get inside the truck. So
we wanted to move the truck for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And two, for the light, because there was fucking crabs.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to fucking step in one. Mm-hmm. So we sent Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, to get the truck.
Yeah.
And then, that was a big mistake.
and then I went to go. So I get another call. He's like, bro, y'all almost here yet? I'm like, no, why? I'm like, we're fucking on the way back. It was a decent amount of drive because this is the only... like in there or whatever in Galveston, it's long or whatever. And then I think I get like three calls. I'm like, bro, just go in the truck. And then I hear this nigga worried. I hear Patrick, ah, fuck, man. Ah, fuck. Yeah. He's like, damn, you know. And then I get over there and then I'm like, why these niggas outside?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then then I look and my truck is like fucking tilted. I'm like, my truck, I was like, I don't think my truck's supposed to be like that. And then I get closer, I'm like, fuck, that shit's stuck. And then Patrick, before I even saw Lee, he was come up to me, hey, man, yo, my bad, bro. Like, yo, I'm sorry, dog.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's cool. I didn't know what he was saying. So I kept walking. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And then he thought I was going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
And then, I wasn't happy.
Yeah. And then we fucking started digging and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pushing it. Bro, that shit did not work. And then y'all motherfuckers left me with them.
Where?
At the truck. It was just me and him. And then he was so depressed, he just started like, bro, like, I'm gonna rap for a little bit.
For real? Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. No, because we left because I was on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And I looked in the Snap Map or just people's stories. And my friend Emil and Alexis... they both go fishing a lot. Just happens to be they were at the pier at 41st Street. They were fishing, and then I was like, "Yo, bro!" I was like, "Yeah, y'all fishing?" And then he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "You with Alexis?" He's like, "All right." He's like, "Bet." He's like, "You think you can do me a big favor?" And he's like, "Yeah, what's up?" And then he's like, "I'm like, yo, tell Alexis if you could come pull me out by any chance, I'll send him where I'm at." And where we were is kind of like a back way, like, you know, behind the neighborhood. Yeah. And we need to go there, see if it's still there.
Yeah.
I built, there's like houses and shit.
Do you
shit.
Remember how to get there?
Yeah, I remember because there's this one shop. You keep driving until you see like
it was these... like a ghetto shop, and then the guy in there told us how to get there, right?
Yeah, because we bought like fucking so much shit. I think Carlos spent like $170 just on like a bucket.
Oh, we bought the batteries net.
And the net. Yeah, he spent so much money.
I bought the net. That shit's mine.
Oh, yeah. So what's it called? That's why he was like, I'm going to give you the local spots or whatever, right? And then we're like, I bet. And it's a good spot. It's nice, calm. It's for wade fishing. Put some waders on and just walk out and cast or whatever. But you drive down. And the neighborhood, like, you know how every neighborhood kind of has like a little like decoration? Like it says,
hey, don't give out the spot now.
Huh?
Don't give out the spot now.
Yeah, it says Bob Livingston Estates, you know, and then Joe Biden's Luxury Suites, you know? And I don't know what it was, but it has a sun. It has a sun. And then I'm like, all right, that's it. We saw the sun. We went, took a left, took a right, out of sight. But yeah, then it's kind of hard to describe, but he drew everything. Yeah. This motherfucker drew like he it looked like if Patrick Starr drew that shit. It looked so funny.
Oh, I think, yeah, I remember kind of.
But yeah, no, it was funny. My truck was pretty stuck, bro, on the left side. Like half of the rim was like covered in dirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And we're just digging. And then Alexis comes. He has a Tacoma too.
Yeah. A 4x4.
His is 4x4, yeah. And then he comes. He has like some nice tires and shit. And then.
Now, people, if you were wondering why we had to call another truck, even though we had two trucks there, is because Joey's truck was like heavier and bigger. But it wasn't 4x4. Was it?
No, it is. It is 4x4.
But he was going to get stuck because he had to go around. He had to go around.
We could have done it. I think he was just...
Well, he didn't want to, I guess.
Probably he was a little scared. I mean, shit. If we get that stuck, fuck. Yeah. My friend, Alexa, I don't think he could pull him out.
But the Tacoma's like lighter.
Yeah, it's lighter. It's lighter, yeah. So. You know, it has this off-road
purposes. Didn't the fucking cable broke?
Yeah, on the first one. Yeah. I forgot what it was. It was like some rope. But then I had one of those tow things, I think.
Yeah.
The straps. I always have them on the back of my thing. A little thing.
Yeah.
I have some straps and shit. And then we used that. And then he pulled me out. And this motherfucker was wrecked. He was like... Doo, doo,
doo, doo. Yeah. And I was like, goddamn.
Remember, he was in my truck going reverse drive, four, all this shit. And then, it was lit. He pulled me out. And I was like, yo, man, appreciate you. And then, yeah. It was fucking funny, but...
That was a workout, dog.
Oh, yeah. We were sweating, man. Mosquitoes biting us and shit.
Fuck. And then, like, when I got in a Mets car, I was like, fuck, dog. I'm all sandy and shit. He's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. And then that car, bro, had sand for, like, the next, like, 2 years.
His car?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He would, like, always find sand and shit in his car.
Yeah, my car had sand for, like, I want to say...
Yours, too, was it, like, last week when your mom cleaned it.
It wasn't last week. But, yeah, I had sand for, like, a good 6-8 months. Mm-hmm. Whenever we went, remember? Whenever we went with Jose, the last time we all went to Galveston, I think that's how I got the sand. And then that's why I didn't clean it for like, I cleaned it, but I just didn't do like a good ass fucking.
Remember when my friend Steven got stuck with his car? With his
BMW? That shit was funny. We're like, what the fuck?
That shit got fucked up because like when we left, we had to stop and he checked it and it was all fucked up from the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But he drove all the way home still?
He went home. He had to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Did you ever find out what it was or no?
No, I think, no, I don't know.
Nah.
I think he had a Jaguar too, but that one, his brother blew it up. What it blew up on the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's
crazy. He was just driving and got hot and then caught on fire.
That's some scary shit. Imagine that shit happening.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, man, that shit was funny. Whenever he got us unstuck. And then it was after that, Joey was supposed to, we're all supposed to get another night, and he was supposed to pitch in. Well, I bet it'll be cheaper. We could afford it or whatever.
Wait, so who you slept in your truck?
I slept in my truck with Carlos.
Mm-hmm. And then Joey?
Joey, he left. He went home, remember?
Oh, okay.
And that's why it was my truck, and then you, Ahmed. I think that's it, right?
I think so.
And then, because it was just three cars, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's what it was, because, Because me and Carlo, who were sleeping in my truck, I was in the driver's side, and then I just put the seat all the way down. And then I was like, fuck. And then I was like, man, this ain't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go upside down. It's like literally how you sit. I put face down on the seat, and I was just fucking wiggling, finding my way. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up knocking out. And then Carlo's like, hey, man. He's like, put the AC. And I was like, all right, bro. So I put the AC. I have it on for like probably like 15 minutes. But the truck's on, obviously. Yeah. And then I was like, I turn it off. I'm thinking this motherfucker's just sleeping, right? Yeah. I turn it off. He wakes up. Fuck, man. I wake up. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, like that?
Yeah.
He's like, man, it's hot. This man even offered me to give me gas money to have the truck on. And then I was like, nah, man. I was like, I don't want that bitch to fucking catch fire when we're sleeping. And then I was like, I put the windows down. Oh, Garrett was there. Remember?
He was still there?
You know Garrett?
I think so.
The other guy, he had a truck too. I don't know why didn't we use his. But yeah, he was in his truck right next to us. I remember because he bought like this little radio shit.
Yeah.
And what's it called? he was watching, the motherfucker was watching movies. So I got in the niggas at the truck. I was just watching movies and shit. Then I just went back to mine and just knocked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit was funny that fucking night.
Bro, like, I remember, like, I fell asleep. I knocked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, I just wake up and I see lights. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm just driving. I'm like, what the fuck you doing, dog? He's like, bro, I can't sleep. It's too hot.
You see lights?
Yeah. Like, we're driving down the streets and shit.
Oh, you woke up while you're driving?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck you doing, bro? And he's like, bro, I can't sleep. I was like, shit. So I try to stay awake. But I couldn't. I just
<You're> like, <snuck. laughs> yeah, man. We had an advantage there, though, bro. Like, knowing me, I can sleep in any fucking condition.
Bro, shit. I thought so, too.
It's not the best,
man. Yeah, it's not the best.
I mean, shit. If I got to, I got to.
Like, man, we couldn't sleep with the windows down because of the mosquitoes. They would have fucked us up.
You think you could go to, like, let's say, like, some third world country where they have, like, no beds, they sleep on, like, dirt and, like,
okay, why would I go?
Huh?
Why would I go?
No, I'm just saying, like, you think you could be able to pull that off, you know what I mean? Let's say you go to, like, the jungle or some shit, like, you're sleeping on, like, wood.
How long?
I don't know, a week.
What do I have?
I mean, you have your phone and shit.
But why the fuck would I need my phone, nigga?
Huh?
Why would I need my phone in the jungle?
No, like, let's just say you go to, like, some, like let's just say Africa, some village or something. Mm-hmm. You have your phone, water, food, but you're kind of eating, like, food that, let's just say, to make it easier, you're volunteering. But obviously, there's no fucking, like, fancy-ass beds and, you know, air mattresses if you're lucky, mm-hmm. you know? But where are you going to pump it if you're, you know?
They have fucking pumps.
But yeah, you could do that, but, no, no, like, let's just
I say, mean, some like, beds now, they just, well, you need electricity, so, no, mm-hmm. no, yeah.
Yeah, let's just say, like, kind of, like, rough environments or whatever. You think, yeah?
For, like, a week?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I could do it.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either. I could do it, but I don't know. They're like, this motherfucker over here complaining. The motherfucker has a bed right when he goes home. And for shit real. Like that. That should be fucking hilarious, man.
I mean, I think we're very lucky.
Yeah.
You know? That's what they were talking about today. I think.
When?
The podcast. Joe?
Joe?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was just saying how, like, people don't know how good we have it. Even the, like, poor people here have it way better than other poor people in other countries, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we were to go like at a place like that, sleep on the village or some shit like that, that shit will humble you real quick.
Like when you go to Mexico, like to your families, like it's not bad.
Nah.
But it's not like here, obviously.
Yeah. And a lot of them too, they think you live in a big ass fucking mansion.
Yeah, like they think you're shedding fucking money, bro. Or, you know?
Yeah, you like, know what I mean? You're fucking.
Like, remember your cousin? He was like, oh, como que ya necesito nuevo zapato.
But that nigga's a fucking. He's a hustler, dog. Well, not even a hustler. They hustle him. But, what's it called? For the most part. I already talked about it on an episode, no? Or not?
I don't think so.
Nah. Well, let's just talk about it since we went to the thing. Let me see. Oh, we're going to have to cut it short?
Like 10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes. You want to cut it right now or what?
No, like in 10 minutes.
Okay, in 10 minutes. Okay, bet. It was funny. But I see what you mean. Like, yeah, they think we're over here living all good and stuff, you know? I mean, we have a good life and stuff, you know, but you just, a lot of people just don't see what they have until either it's gone or they visit another place.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, there's different ways of life and shit. Just traveling in general. I remember whenever I went to fucking New York, I went to the hood.
Yeah.
But what I learned over there, people over there in fucking New York, bro, they live so fast. Like, fast-paced.
What do you mean?
Like everyone's in a rush type shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You go to the subway, if you look at somebody, they're not like if you look at the subway, they're not like here, like, oh, you know, what's up, or hey, they'll look at you like.
Like, move, bitch, or what?
Yeah, like, they're kind of like, you know, like, I don't know.
How many rats did you see?
Rats? I probably saw a good amount, but there was this one fucking rat. Motherfucker was size, he was like at least 2 feet.
Bigger than your shoe?
Yeah, probably like this croc right here, yeah.
Damn.
That's a big ass fucking rat. And we saw him on the other side of the, where like the other subways go or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
I think I heard Joe saying that, like, in New York, there's like a ratio of like of rats to humans, like it's like 3 to 1.
More rats?
3 to 1 or 4 to 1.
They throw the garbage on the street too.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Shit.
And yeah, bro. Like they said that he said that there's no way they can stop him. Mm-hmm. There's literally no way they can stop him.
They had it proven or what?
Bro, there's too many. They can't do shit. Yeah, like every person has to go and kill 4 rats every day.
Easy. Yeah. Nah. And then they repopulate pretty quick. They just eat. Fuck.
And then like coyotes. Mm-hmm. Or what's he talking about? Coyotes? No. What's it? Oh, fox. I think it was a coyote.
Yeah.
Or what other animal? Like that? Like a not a raccoon. Something like that.
A bobcat?
Nah.
Mountain. Oh, kind of same thing.
I think it was like a fox. Not. I mean, coyote. I think it was that. Mm-hmm. He said that like. There's like everywhere. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're like invasive species and shit. So like they said, like if you kill one, mm-hmm. like at night they have a roll call. They howl. And then like if they don't hear one, they're like, oh shit, like we're missing someone. So like they start fucking. And then they have more.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck.
So like they're never gonna like fucking
like go out, yeah. Or they go extinct, I guess. Yeah. More or less.
Cause like if they don't hear someone, they're like, oh, Pedro's not there. So they start fucking.
How smart do they have to be to know that, oh, time's
just like in
like they just count. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't count. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess like if they don't hear someone, like yeah. their instinct is like to like, they get horny and start fucking or some shit.
Oh, that's
just to keep their numbers up.
Yeah. Imagine them. They have like their own society.
So they miss one.
Yeah.
They're missing one. They have like 3.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What if that motherfucker became like he just can't speak no more, you know? He got in a fight and his throat got clogged.
Well shit, they're gonna have a new one.
Yeah.
You know what I wanna do?
What?
I wanna go wild pig hunting.
That'd be clean.
I think there's some here in Texas.
That's why
there's some wild pigs.
That's why we need to get an AR-15, dog.
Shit. Yeah, they said, well, Joe Rogan said that mm-hmm. Hawaii, I think they have some too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then people just like get on helicopters and
they're just starting down. Mowing the motherfuckers down.
There's too many.
That shit slid. There's this guy who made a company doing that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money he fucking makes a year, but I think it's probably Hawaii too.
Oh, okay.
Like you said, like those places where they have a shit ton or whatever.
I mean, he said that they're pretty good, like they taste good. But I don't know about the ones here because they eat shit. Like, they eat bad here.
Oh, yeah?
The ones here?
I don't know if I'd eat a hog. I mean, I'll eat a hog, but if it's good meat, yeah.
I want to go. Where do you think they have it?
I don't know. We'll probably have to have Siri in a bit.
Yeah.
She's been listening to her whole thing. She's like, these motherfuckers wild.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dog. Fucking Siri.
She over here judging us shit, getting trucks stuck, pretending that we know how to fish.
And then in my room, I have an Alexa. That's why, like, when I'm in my room, I don't say shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm just all quiet. It's fun though, like that shit, like Alexa, that bitch is fucking, it's better than Siri, low key.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Bro, like.
Smarter or what?
Yeah. Scary.
Scary?
Yeah.
Hey Siri, are you friends with Alexa?
I think the acquisition of information and intelligence by human beings through virtual assistants is a very good thing.
Yeah, this bitch over here, she's trying to act cool. She's trying to act cool, but what's it called? Do you think there'll ever be a war between
AI?
Yeah, like AI and people.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
How would we stop this it? One time, bro, I got so fucking high,
mm-hmm.
like so high, dog, like
yeah.
And I was into Joe Rogan,
mm-hmm.
bro. Like my mind started spinning.
For real,
bro. I was like, fuck. I think I wrote down what I was thinking.
That's funny.
Oh shit.
You wrote it down.
It's deep, dog.
Huh?
The nigga's already gonna be there.
Okay, bet.
But,
you want to wrap this up?
Story to be continued.
All right, guys. Well, that pretty much ends it.
You know, we came back from, like a week off, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah. And I was almost. Sick. I'm still a little sick, but I'm definitely getting better.
Them beers will help you.
Hell yeah. I think that's what I needed.
For real. But, all right, guys. Well, we'll catch you guys later. Go follow us on IG.
98Emiliano_301.
And Patino the Latino.
We out, bitches.
Bye.